League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All the news outlets are saying, if you thought gas is expensive now, we're not done yet. And that's kind of hard to believe. Patrick DeHaan is from Gas Buddy. Patrick, what's going on? Is there ever going to be an end to this?
Oh, you know, it's really not looking terrific. And we thought 2021 was awful, right? Gas prices hit $3 for the first time in 7 years. And now the possibility exists that 2022 could be even worse. In fact, the national average could end up hitting $4 a gallon by Memorial Day. So unfortunately, not a lot of good news for the first half of the year. But the high prices we're expecting will incentivize oil producers to ramp up output. And that means by the end of the year, we could be seeing relief.
Patrick, is this due to, inflation? Is this about supply lines? Is this just the new world? Is this going to change every time there's an election? What is this?
Well, you know, a lot of why we are here is because so much of the world changed, right? During the pandemic, Americans stopped driving, work from home and working remote became a huge thing. Demand plummeted. And as a result of that huge drop in demand, oil companies quickly changed how much oil they produced to meet the lower demand. And so, you know, oil producers let thousands of workers go. They shut down oil production. Well, then vaccines hit. And the U.S. and globally, we started to see economies reopen and demand started to go back up. In fact, demand last year was very high during the summer months because Americans got out more and more. The problem is that demand recovered far faster than supply has. So demand is essentially normal, but supply is stuck at years ago levels. And so this is a problem that will take some time to correct. It's getting there, but until we see things go back to normal, unfortunately, we are in store for another pricey year.
Patrick, when you see like a lot of gas stations, they fluctuate in price, where you may see a price down the street from you versus a mile up the road. Sometimes it could be like up to like 20, 30 cents a gallon. Now, one of my girlfriends told me that it's because the quality of gas is better at certain places than other. But when you see these gas stations that are lesser known names, like, you know what I'm talking about, like the ones that like you've never heard of them before ever. Is it true that they're selling like questionable gas?
Well, all gasoline is generally produced by the same refineries in many areas. Just because the station you go to has an independent name or it's not an oil company you've heard of, it absolutely does not mean that it's lower quality. In many cases, it's coming from the same refinery. It may have different additives. Some of those stations have different kind of pet names for their premium fuels. But at the base level, all of that gasoline is checked over before it goes out by technicians, by chemists at the nation's refineries. The only difference is generally those independent stations can sell for a lower price because that gasoline is essentially kind of leftover from the oil company that produces it. They generally produce enough gasoline for their stations, and they sell the rest as kind of leftovers at a couple cents a gallon discount. So there's not really so much quality difference. It's just that that gasoline is priced lower so refiners can get rid of it.
Well, good, because at this point, the more expensive it gets, like, I don't care if it's like a 7-year-old outside with a bucket of gas. I'll take it if it's under $4 a gallon.
Doesn't sound OSHA approved, but I think that your friend really needs to Google zoning. Around here, most of that money is actually made up in taxes. I'll get the gas wherever I can. I'm with you guys.
Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.